This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Five people were shot and killed in Commerce City in what was likely the deadliest weekend in the city's history. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
The district attorney for Adams County, Brian Mason, responds to every homicide in his jurisdiction. He didn't get much sleep this weekend.
In my 17 and a half years as a prosecutor, I've never had that many homicides occur in such a short amount of time.
The only thing linking the Commerce City incidents? Guns. State Senator Rhonda Field says the legislature has passed a red flag law, safe storage, waiting periods. But the response also needs to come from the community.
At some point, enough has to be enough. And it can't be just legislation. I mean, there's no way you can legislate out of this.
I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Six cases of the H5 bird flu virus have been diagnosed in domestic cats in Colorado this year. At least five of the cases were in northern Colorado. Epidemiologist Mei Chu.
People need to report if their cats especially get sick. It may look like rabies. It may look like other diseases that cats can get. Those cats need to be seen by the vet to rule out that it's not influenza.
The virus has been detected in a variety of animals. No known human cases have been connected to exposure to infected cats. Colorado is changing how it handles death benefits for spouses of state workers who died doing high-risk jobs. Previously, a surviving spouse would lose their benefits if they remarried. Now those benefits will be lifelong. This is CPR News.